and starts in English. Austrian starts in English. This is the whole thing, no.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German language podcast, Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik and mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 38 was another week with losses for the Austrian stock market. But Telekom Austria did the spin-off of Eurotelesites on Friday. The calculation showed that 100 on Thursday, TKA only, became 102.9 at the end of Friday, TKA and ETS solo. But calculated, combined, ETS was for one day in the ATX. And structured products are my best friends. Raiffeisen won the 17th Certificate Awards Austria for the first time under the new brand Raiffeisen Certificates. The institute was a 16-time former champion under the brand Raiffeisen Zentrobank. ZFA, wow, I want you. News came from Kontron, EVN, Lenzing, Wolfgang, Andritz, Kapstreifikon, Frequentis, AMS Osram, RBI, Lenzing, Valneva, Kapsch Traficom and Euro Telesites. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 38. Monday, Kontron. Kontron has announced the acquisition of Ultimate, a Romanian company for urban and interurban mobility solutions. Ultimate generated revenues of 19.6 million euros and an EBITDA of 1.8 million euros in 2022. The purchase price is 11.64 million euros. According to Kontron, this acquisition is another addition to TH's fast-growing high-margin segment software plus solutions and further strengthens the transportation business. Kontron, weekly performance, -5.36%. EVN, the management board of utility company EVN has decided to commence a structured bidder process for WTE Wassertechnik GmbH, which represents EVN's international project business as reported in its environmental segment. The structured bidder process is aimed at identifying investors who will fully acquire WTE and support its future development while EVN intends to continue to focus on its core business in the energy sector. EVN, weekly performance, 1.85%. Lenzing. The Lenzing Group, a provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, is taking a step in enhancing the transparency and efficiency of the global fiber supply chain with the launch of a pioneering real-time ocean shipment tracker in collaboration with digital supply chain solution company, Project 44. Adhering to Lenzing's sustainability goals, the tracker also offers capabilities to improve the visibility of carbon emissions among partners and elevate the customer experience. To address the industry's increasing supply chain complexities, Lenzing has incorporated a fully integrated real-time application programming interface, API between its systems applications and products, SAP, and the Project 44's platform, Movement. Combine this with advanced artificial intelligence, AI, GPS sensors, and machine learning technologies, and Lenzing can now empower customers with accurate real-time insights on fiber orders, ranging from shipment status, container location, to vessel route tracking and estimated arrival times at ports around the world. Lenzing, weekly performance, -0.39%. Tuesday, Wolfgang. Wolfgang Group announced that it has signed a cooperation agreement with Matrix Service Inc. Matrix Service, a subsidiary of Matrix Service Company, a top-tier contractor to clients across the energy and industrial markets. The agreement brings Wolfgang's mobile hydrogen refueling solutions to the U.S. while extending Matrix Service's work across the hydrogen value chain to include the mobility sector, in addition to its previously well-established expertise in cryogenic storage tanks and terminals. In this context, the Wolfgang Group will provide technical expertise and equipment, while Matrix will perform fabrication and assembly of Wolfgang's Hydrogen Smart Containers, HSC, used for dispensing hydrogen for passenger and commercial vehicles. Wolftank anticipates pursuing other areas such as hydrogen extraction from natural reserves. Wolftank Odisha, weekly performance, -0.72%. Andritz, Austrian-based technology group Andritz has received an order from Nordic Paper to deliver a new wood room with chip and bark handling for its Buckhammer mill in Sweden. The new wood room contributes to meeting the very high pulp quality standards at the Buckhammer mill. The plant will have the capacity to process over 1.4 million M3 sob of pine and spruce logs annually. Startup is scheduled for the fourth quarter of 2025. Christian Persson, Director of Operations at Nordic Paper, says, "The investment will further improve sustainability performance and strengthen the competitiveness of Nordic Paper Buckhammer mill. The new wood room provides for both strategic flexibility in raw material sourcing and efficiency gains in production." Andritz, weekly performance, 0.42%. Caps Traffic.com is expanding its production capacities for so-called onboard units, OBUs, which are onboard devices for contactless toll collection, by more than 30% at its site in Vienna. This translates to a production expansion of about 2 million OBUs per year. A total of €1.3 million has been invested in the expansion of the industrial facility. Every single OBU produced means less waiting time at toll stations. Combined with the appropriate infrastructure and software platform, this OBU can reduce emissions and congestion, comments Georg Kapsch, CEO at CapsTraffic.com. Road traffic is responsible for one-fifth of global emissions. That's why we are working to make traffic sustainable through the use of technology. CapsTraffic.com, weekly performance, -2.80%. Frequentis, Hilsegenestens Driftsorganisation for Nordnet HF, HDO, has selected the Frequentis Multimedia Communication Solution Life XTM as the next generation communication solution for the Norwegian Emergency Services. HDO is a public service provider with main responsibility for the operation and management of control room solutions, radio terminals connected to the Norwegian Emergency Public Safety Radio Network, Nordnet, and services to its customers. The solution will be deployed for all 16 Emergency Medical Communication Centers, EMCC, and more than 150 General Practitioner On-Call Centrals, GPOC Central, and Emergency Departments, AED. The solution will migrate from the current Frequentis Integrated Command and Control System, ICCS. Frequentis, weekly performance, -7.10%. Wednesday Amsosrim, a global leader in intelligent sensors and emitters, received notice of substantial public funding by the German federal government, i.e. the Federal Ministry for Economic Affairs and Climate Action, and the Free State of Bavaria. The funding is intended to boost the further development of semiconductor technology. The envisaged IPCEI funding, important project of common European interest, will support Amsosrim in making its own investments in the research and development of innovative optoelectronic components at its Regensburg location. Subject to the final notice of grants, the company expects to receive more than €300 million in public funding over the next 5 years. Amsosrim, weekly performance, -3.72%. Andritz, the Salzgitter Group has selected Austrian headquartered technology group Andritz to supply one of Europe's largest green hydrogen plants for the Saukus registered sign program, which aims to achieve virtually CO2-free, green steel production. Andritz will build a 100 MW electrolysis plant at the Salzgitter Flachstahl GmbH site on an EPC basis, incorporating pressurized alkaline electrolyzer technology from HydrogenPro. Starting in 2026, the plant will produce around 9,000 tons of green hydrogen per year, which will be used to produce green steel. This will mark the start of the industrial utilization of hydrogen under the Saukus registered sign program. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.42%. RBI, Raiffeisen Bank International AG, RBI has securitized a loan portfolio worth €1.85 billion. The portfolio consists of corporate loans mainly in Germany, Slovakia and Austria. In this synthetic securitization, the portfolio was split into a senior, a mezzanine and a junior risk position. The credit risk of the mezzanine tranche was assumed by an international institutional investor. RBI retains the credit risk of the junior and senior tranches. Thanks to this securitization structure, the transaction has no impact on customer relations. At group level, the transaction will strengthen the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio by approximately 11 basis points. RBI, weekly performance, minus 0.61%. Thursday Lensing, the Lensing Group, an Austrian-based world-leading provider of specialty cellulose fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has received certification from the internationally recognized EUA Kalibor for its fibers at the Indonesian site. This means that Lensing fibers produced in Purwakarta, PT, South Pacific viscose, meet high environmental standards. The product portfolio thus expands and qualifies for the production of Lensing TM Ecovero TM brand fibers for textiles and Viasil TM brand fibers for non-woven applications. By switching its previous production capacities to specialty viscose, Lensing is in a better position to serve the strongly growing demand for environmentally friendly viscose fibers. Lensing, weekly performance, minus 0.39%. Valneva, Valneva SE, a specialty vaccine company, reported a lower loss for the first half of the year compared to the same period last year. The company also confirmed its revenue guidance for the full year. Valneva's total revenues were €73.7 million in the first half of 2023 compared to €93.2 million in the first half of 2022, a decrease of 20.9%. The decrease was related to non-recurring revenues recorded in the prior year related to the company's COVID-19 program. Valneva's total product sales reached €69.7 million in the first half of 2023 compared to €33.3 million in the first half of 2022, an increase of 109.0%. Valneva recorded an operating loss of €35.0 million in the first half of 2023 compared to an operating loss of €150.4 million in the first half of 2022. The 2023 financial guidance has been confirmed. The company expects total revenues and other income between €220 million and €260 million. Valneva, weekly performance, minus 6.48%. CAPS Traffic Com, KTC, a global provider of transport solutions, has announced a significant contract with the Danish EETS toll service provider, Brabus. Under the agreement, CAPS will supply its cutting-edge GNSS-based tolling solution, including TUV-certified OBUs and satellite platform services. This move comes in light of Denmark's introduction of GNSS-based tolling for heavy goods vehicles weighing over 12 tons. As the scheme unfolds from January 1, 2025, it will span all primary Danish roadways and the low-emission zones, LEZs, throughout the country. CAPS Traffic Com, weekly performance, minus 2.80%. Friday Eurotelesites, shares of Eurotelesites AG are newly listed in the prime market of Vienna Stock Exchange under the symbol EDS, Eisen, at 0000 ETS 9. The listing was preceded by a spin-off and transfer of Telekom Austria AG's radio tower business to Eurotelesites AG. Telekom Austria shareholders receive one additional share in Eurotelesites AG for every 4 shares held. We are the only European telecommunications company to be spun off from a parent company and incorporated as a new tower company, and we entered the prime market on our first day of operations, says Eurotelesites CEO Ivo Ivanovsky. Eurotelesites AG, weekly performance, 0%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing.